We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. And we're beginning of Daf Samach Amud Beis, the last few words. We said before, a member of Shim Beichoi, about Giyaris Chusa Bashal Shom V'Yemechad, and therefore the Gemara brings down another member from Rav Shim Beichoi, a very famous member. Tanya, listen to Braisa. Achena Rav Shim Beichoi Eimer, Kivrei Oiv De Gechavim Eina Matam Oil. The kever of a goy, of a non-Jew, is not Matam Oil. It means usually a mace. If you a mile over a mace, which means you give shade over it, you lean over it. The halach is that you're tamei boil. If you're in the same house as a mace, you're tamei, it's the mace of a tamei boil, you become tamei mace. But if it's a non-Jew, you don't become tamei. Why? Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Be'etein tzayni tzaymarisi adam atem." And we say you are adam, atem kruim adam, ve'ein evichavim kruim adam. Goyim are not called adam. And it says in the Pasuk, by Tumah, Odom ki yomus boil, that teaches us that Dafka, Odom has Tumas oil. But Goyim are not called Odom. Therefore, there's no Tumas oil by Avodah Chavim, by non-Jews. Read the Marakasha, Meisvei, tell me that a Goy is not called Odom. It says in the Pasuk, by Midyan, when they captured and killed, it says there, Elashim, Nefesh Odom, Shisha Asa Elef. See, they're called Odom, told Midyanim, they're not Jews. They're called Adam. And for the Gemara, Mishum Behemah. The other way, contrasting the other things that they capture were Behemahs. And therefore, Klapei a Behemah, when you put them next to a Behemah, they're Adam. But when they're next to a Jew, they're not really Adam. That's what the Pasuk says. That's why it calls them Adam, because it's talking about Behemah there. The Pasuk says all the stuff that they captured, and it says, you know, the tzoin, sheish meyers, aleph, v'shivim melech, v'shalafim, v'bokar, shneim, v'chamayrim, v'nefesh, adam v'anashim, v'shalo yodim, v'shko zachar, shneim, this and much. So that's why it's called Adam, because Adam behema. Another pasuk we ask from. The pasuk says in Yoina, it says, v'ani lo yokus al nimve ye'ir ha'gdela, sh'yesh b'harbi m'shteim eser ribi, adam, v'shalo yodim, v'an yimina l'smayr, lo behema rabba. So it says there, Adam was. So you see, the ancient Ninveh, which are not Jidin, they were Goyim, they called Adam. So Gemara also, they also. But Mushim Behema, could say Behema Rabbah, Mushim Behema, Klapi Behema, they called Adam. But now the Mar Zala Kasha, it says in the Midyon, in the Mechemes Midyon, it says that Kol Horig Nefesh, Chonagei Bechal, Tishchat Ho, V'yem Ashishi, V'yem Ashvi, Yatim Ashvichem. That they need, anyone who killed anyone needs the Paraduma, needs the Bishpritz in the Paraduma on the third day and on the seventh day. So you see that you do become Tommy from a guy. Zog the Gemara. Now, the Gemara's kasha is a little interesting. Gemara could have said that's only got to be oil. And here you touch the things. It sounds like the Gemara learns that if it's not Matama by oil, so it's not Matama Tumma Shiva either. That's what sounds like Gemara's question. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Iktel Chad Mi Yisrael. Maybe someone from Yisrael got killed and that's how it became Tommy. And the Rabbanon say back, the Rabbanon hold that there is Tumma by Goyim. So they say back that this is pasuk still a raya, because no one from Yisrael got killed. Rabbanon lenifka menu ish. It says in the pasuk lenifka menu ish, no one got killed. Rav Shimon Yechai will tie so lenifka menu ish means la'aveira. That none of them were nichshal and znus. That's what means lenifka menu ish. But not that there was no one got killed. So the teretz that Gemara answers right now, the first teretz of the Gemara is that it says by midyon that it was to Mameis. Teretz is maybe it was from Yisrael. That's the first Gemara teretz. Ravino Amar, like we spoke about before, the whole kasha doesn't start. The goy is excluded from Tumas oil because it's Adam Kiyomas Ba'al. Goy is not called Adam. Maga Umasav, you know, where do you see that there was a miyat from Maga Masa? Vada, there is a Tumma of Maga Masa on Goyim. That's the Gemara's tarets. Now, how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? So it's not so simple how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch. Because on one hand, Rishim Ve'Yechai says there's no Tumas oil by Goy. And on the other hand, it says that there is. Ravana argues. So Chagas Ravana and Moshe Ben Chai. So Tais over here speaks out of Oimer Reed. Tais of Maskel Maga says Oimer Reed. The ain't a lacha ker Rav Shimon. We don't pass Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon Gamil Palagalal because Shimon Gamil one who argues, and therefore he says it's Shriche Kahanim Lizar Mekiver Evichavim. Therefore Tais is paskins not like Rav Shimon Ben Chai. That's the Tais is pas not like Rav Shimon Ben Chai. But in Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa in Yaredeya Simin Shin Ayin Beis. Let me look it up and so I can read it to you. There's a Mechaber there and a Ramah that talk about this. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, Kivrei v'chavim sim shimayim beis, Kivrei v'chavim nochon li'zor ha'koyim alelech aleim. It says nochon li'zor, it seems like he's talking about Taisvis. That's how the Vilna Goyin there starts with Taisvis. V'af b'shem ha'kilim, zokta, So Dr. Ramah, Afa Bishesh Ivakilim, Nochin Lahachmir, Ava Kevash Amumar, is a posture of this Tumah. So the both Mechaber and Ramah, Machmir, that you should be careful of a Kivrei Rechavim, and that's the meaning, but there could be a Tzari Paschal of Shim Ben Chai. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Iris es Ahamana. We know a Kohen Gadol's Osir Talmana. Kohen Head is Mutamari Amana. So let's say someone's engaged to Amana, which means he gave Kedushin to Amana, and then he finds out he's becoming Kohen Gadol. But the Saman Ali is Kohen Gadol. They appoint him to be Kohen Gadol. The Halacha is Yichnois. We'll see it's a drasha from a Pasuk. That even though now she's Amana, and he became a Kohen Gadol. So she was always Amana, but now he became a Kohen Gadol. So heck, you go ahead and marry this Amana. Still, we'll learn from a Pasuk that he's allowed to go ahead with the marriage. And what is a Mais? So Mais Beshua Ben Gamla, he was Kohen Gadol, so Kiddush es Marta Bas Marsos. Before he became Kohen Gadol, he was Mekadesh da Amona Marsa Bas Marsos, which is a very rich lady. Uminu HaMelech Lias for Kohen Gadol. And the Melech pointed him to be Kohen Gadol, but Konso, and he went ahead and married her. So you see this idea, this halacha, that if you get a Kiddushin before you became Kohen Gadol, and then you became Kohen Gadol, you could continue on and marry the Amona. Another halacha. Shemeres Yavam Shenofel Fnei Kohen Hedyet. What happens if Reuven and Shimon are Kohanim, Reuven dies, and his wife falls to Shimon, she's Amana, obviously, and then before Shimon had a chance to do Yibum, what happened? He became a Kohen Gadol. Shemeres Yavam Shenofel Fnei Kohen Hedyet, but the smile is Kohen Gadol. Shimon became Kohen Gadol. Avish also a Maimer, even though he did Maimer already, Harez Lo Yichnois, he should give now Chalitza, he should not marry her, because now I marry Amana, and therefore, you should give Chalitza. And tomorrow, the next mission, we'll talk about that a little more. What's Shaila? Well, mine is being a Knesset, but still, it's only the Rabbanon. Mine is only the Rabbanon, so it's not really Knesset. Zok to Gemara, Tan Rabbanon. First, then we're talking about the first half of the mission. It says, Iris Samana, with a Samana, you could, Yichnois. And Shaila's why? I, she's Amana. So Tan Rabbanon, Menayin Shem, Iris Samana. When it's finally coming, God, Lashi Yichnois, you let her go ahead and do Nesuin. Tamaloyma Yikach. It says in the Yikach Isha. It's in the Pasuk, extra word Isha. The Pasuk says, that you have to take a basula, and Lashon is like this. Kiyim basula ma'am av yikach isha. What's the extra word isha? Teaches us that if you become a kohen gadol in the middle, you're allowed to be kindness. That's the extra word isha teaching us. Yehachi shemeres yavam nami. So shemeres yavam also say the same thing. It's really a little bit like kedushin shemeres yavam. So why is it yichnos? So it says isha v'lo yivama. It says isha v'lo yivama and not yivama. So to my right, the ma'isa be Yeshua. Maisa bi Yeshua, it says a Maisa bi Yeshua ben Gamla. So it's mashma here minu in Ismana loy. It sounds like the Melech appointed him Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't Ismana. It means it wasn't the. It doesn't sound like he's royal lekach. Minu means they appointed him. He wasn't even royal. Was royal lekach. Ismana loy. Omrav Yosef Kotir Khazina Hacha. I see over here a kesher of Rasham. Rashi says I see a little hanky panky over here. What happened? Omar of Asi, Tarkova the Dainra, the Dinri, Ailulei, Marsa Basmaisis, the Yane Malka. Remember, who he's engaged to, who he gave Kedushin to, his Marsa was very rich. She gave a Tarkova the Dainri, he gave all this kav of Dinri to Yanai Hamelech. In order, she paid for the job. She paid that he should be the Kohen Gadol. That's what he gave. He gave big money that she should become the Kohen, that he should become the Kohen Gadol. And the book of Shuvah Gamla Kana Rabbi. So he pointed her as a Kohen Gadol. Pointed him as Kohen Gadol. So that's why it says Loshem Yinu, because it was paid for. It wasn't because he was Royal Kach. It was paid for. Now there's two points to make over here. First of all, it says Yana HaMelech. So Kaisvis. This Yanai HaMelech, it's not the famous Yanai HaMelech that had him Sechus Kedushim, because that Yanai HaMelech wanted to be Kohen Gadol himself. He would not have sold the Shtela to someone else. He wanted to be Kohen Gadol himself, so that's not talking about that Yanai HaMelech. It's not Yanai HaMelech, it's number one. Number two, there's an interesting Tais HaShonim over here. It says, V'gam ein zeh Yeshua ben Gamla, shoyi babasra. She's taking kama tekonos. There's a Yeshua ben Gamla, babasra. It says he set up yeshivas and everything. It's not that Yeshua ben Gamla, because that was a big tzaddik. Here it sounds like it wasn't a big tzaddik. That's what the Tais Shalom says. I think there's a Sfas Emma somewhere that says that Avad is the same Yeshua ben Gamla. He started off as a Rosh, he had to buy for it. Now, he started off not such a great person, not Royal Lekach, he had to pay for the Shtela. Once he paid for it and he became a Kohen Gadol, he grew into this thing. Sometimes you're following, you point someone a leader, he steigs from it, he becomes a bigger leader. That's what happened to Yeshua ben Gamla. He grew from his job, and Taka was the same person. He started off not Royal Lekach, but he ended off being the same person. By the way, Tarkov, so Tarkov Adinri, how much is that? So that is 3 kav, which is a half a saw. That's what it is. And it was, dinri is gold coins. He gave him 3 kav of gold coins, which is a very big amount to pay for this kuna gedola. So the Mishnah Vaita, it says next Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv, Choletz V'loi Meyabim. What about the guy the Kohen Gadol already? Shimon's a Kohen Gadol, Reuben dies without children, his wife falls to the Kohen Gadol, the Lach is, do Chalitza, you cannot do Yibim. Can't do Yibim. Now what's the reason? So Gemara talks about it. Kapasik V'tani, Lo Yisham L'Eris and Lo Yisham L'Nasun. Say, if Reuben was married B'Nasun to Rachel, or just Eris, and either way you cannot do Yibim. Even though, if it's B'Eris, she's still a Basula. So Bishlam and Anasuin, we understand why Yibim not Daicha, because Asay Veloy Sasehu. It's Asay of Basula Yikach, and Aloy Sasa of there's Asay of Basula Yikach Veloy Ba'ula, and also Aloy Sasa of Amon. But Menaerisin, so first of all, the reading side. Bishlam and Anasuin, Asay Veloy Sasa, Uvain Asay Deich Aloy Sasa of Asay. Elaminaerisin, which is only a lav of Amon, there's no Basula, she's still a Basula, there's no problem of Ba'ula. So Yavi Asay Dechalis Asa. The klal is Asay is Dechalis Asa. It's not Dechalisay Arasay in Alois Asa, but it's Dechalis Asa. Someone says you're right. Really, a Kohen Gadol, it's Amonim and Erisin should do Yibum, but it's Gzeira Birushayna to be a Shnia. It's Gzeira Birushayna to be a Shnia, and therefore you have to do Chalitza. So the halach is a Kohen Gadol Shmeis Achiv. You have to do Chalitza. If it's a Amonim and Anasuin, so then Meikar Adin you can't do Yibum. And dear, why do you do chalitza? The Gemara on Daf Chaf on Beis drives from a pasuk. Certain times it's chalitza even when I yibum. But if it's only amonim and erisin, it's only a loisase. So be'etzem daase of yibum shudeicha loisase of amonim loyikach. And be'etzem shudeicha. It's only the rabbanon de'gedin and gzeir birushayin to birushniya. What does that mean? That means is the birushayin attack is a mitzvah. The birushniya ready after the yitzin mitzvah ready. That already is a bia on mana, and that already is also, and therefore. We didn't want to even allow the Bira Shaina because Otto Xera for Bia Shnia. And look at the Gemara Chafan Beis for more big arichas on that. So, the Mishnah Vayit. Koyin Hedit La Yisa Islandis. A Koyin Hedit's Nala Maria Islandis. Elam Ken Yesh La Isha Abonim. So, Pashup Shad is because you have to be Kayin Puruvu. And you have to know why it says Dapa Koyin Hedit. But Koyin Hedit should not marry a Islandis only if he has already a Isha who can give birth. And or he has children already. But he doesn't have children yet. He's not allowed to marry an islandess because you have to have children. Rav Yehudaim, Ma'afi just like Isha Bonim, even if he has children already, Laisa islandess, she's not married Aina, she's Zaina. Islandess is like a Zaina since she can't have children. She's Zaina and Murav Taira. And the Gemara will discuss all these things. No, ain't Zaina ela Giyeres, umeshachreres, vishnur abidaznost. A Zaina is only a Giyeres, like we said on yesterday's daf, a Giyeres considered a Zaina. Even though she's not Mazana, but she comes from Goyim, which is because she's called a Zaina. Mushachreres also is from the Goyim, it's called a Zaina. But she nivel avilas nos means someone who was nivel to someone that's also to her. That means any Israelis that was nivel to someone who was possible to her becomes a Zaina. Now, what does that mean? Tosis learns it's dafka chayve krisis. But there is a Rashi on Mabez that says, even chayve lavim means a Yisrael that was Mazana with the Mamzer, a Yisraelis that was Mazana with a Mamzer, which is Isalav, she becomes a Zaina, she's also the Kohen now. Kohen Tais is Dafka Chayav Krisis, Dafka Isav Chayav Krisis. But you know, like someone who is born his son-in-law, that's called a Chayav Krisis, a Zaina. But according to Rashi, even Chayav Alav, according to Rashi and Tais, Chayav Alav makes a Zaina. But like upon him, our Seyd of our Mishnah is, the big Mishnah says, in Alamari Islands, we don't have children, a Kohen Hedit can't marry Islands, we don't have children. Huda says, if you have children, you can't marry Islands because she's a Zaina. And Rabbi Chama say, no, a Zaina is only specific cases. So let's make a Aschal on the Gemara. Amalar Shkalusa Larav Huna. My time, what's the reason a Kohen Hedit cannot marry an Islands? Mishum Periyah of Rivia. Periyah of Rivia. Periyah of Rivia. So there's a Chiv in the Torah, Pru Ravu, and Islandess can't have children. So therefore, you have to marry someone who can give birth to children. So break the Gemara. A Periyah of Kahanim, the Mifkdi, the Shalom, Mifkdi. Only Kahanim have the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, not Kahanim. Why is a Kohen Hedit shouldn't marry Islandess if he doesn't have children? Even a Kohen Yisrael can't. There's also Chayah Pru Ravu. Why is that for Kahanim? It says in the Seifa that Rabbi Huda says, even if you have Isha and you have Bonim, Laisa Alanis, she's Zaina, Hamura Bataira. Because she's called a Zaina Hamura Bataira. And that Zaina Kahanim Mifkadi. A Zaina only Kahanim have this Isser. Yisrael loy Mifkadi. And Yisrael don't have an Isser to marry a Zaina. Therefore, that's Kayim, because for Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda is Dafka Kayim. Because the Isser Zaina is Dafka for a Kayim. And the question is, why is it called a Zaina? Why is the Adam called Zayna? Am Rav Huna, my time of Rav Yehuda. We have Machlaikas, the Rabbana, Agar Yehuda. What's for Rav Yehuda? That Adam is called Zayna. Am Rav Yehuda, my time of Rav Yehuda. Am Rav Huna, my time of Rav Yehuda. The Chassid says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Hosea, V'ochlu v'loy yispa'u, hiznu v'loy yifroitzu. And we dash him a hizloy froitzu called Bia She'ein by Pirza, any Bia that can't give birth to children, ain't El Bias Nos. That's called a Bi'ilas Nos. And therefore, marrying an islandess is called Znos. It's called a Zaina. It's called a Bi'ilas Nos. Now, the question is like this. Tysus already asks, so it means that it shouldn't be able to marry a Ketana. Ketana can't have children, so it should be a Issa Zaina marry a Ketana. So Tysus says, no. Ketana Asya Lechal Pirza Lekisha Tzgadal. He says, no, Ketana is different because a Ketana will come to have children when she gets older. So she's a person who could have children. That's not called Znos already. And the Mepharshim speak out, the same thing is for a Zakena or Akara also. A Zakena, someone who's older woman, is still not called Bilas Znos because she's a Barachi to have children. She's Matzab Tiva rooted to have children, or she had children already. So that's not called a Zaina. Zaina is only an islandess who cannot have children whatsoever. What?
She's past the age that she
can't. Right, that's called Zakena. Still, she's called the Isha who could have children. That's not called. Yeah, so what? But she's called a Barachi. I call her also called Barachi because she can take medicine and something can happen. She's someone who could have children. Islandess is Bechefza, can't have children. It's only about islandess. This is the Mepharshim speak out. Tysus says Dafa Ketana, but the other Mepharshim, like the Yaivitz, talks about it and he says that a Zakena is not a problem. The Yaivitz printed in the back on this Tysus, it's very short, the Yaivitz, but I'll read you his Lashon. He says, Udeloy havoye b'chlav pirtzo, lafuke is kena, whatever. He says the kena is not a problem of being a pirtzo. There's not a problem. It's only a problem by your islandness. That's the only place the problem. We actually don't pass on Rav Yehuda anyway. That's called Zayna. But even if you're Rav Yehuda, he's only saying it specifically by islandness and not by a katana or by zakena or by a kara.